the number probably changes daily, Stephanie, but how many other beef ranchers are in Arizona?
Well, I think the statistics say that we have about 6,000 folks raising beef, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're ranching. I think it's closer to about 1,500 ranches.
1,500 ranches, yeah. The other feedlots, dairy.
Yeah, that's just the ranches, and you bring in the feedlots and the dairies. That's a lot more cattle.
And when we're talking, we've been talking beef today, but from a cattle, there's a lot more. Dairy, going into June, it's dairy month. We're going to have the cars in.
Right.
I'll probably drag in a Rovi or two, talking dairy products. And there's still a lot more. We've got 600 pounds of meat from a steer that we've harvested.
Yeah.
That other 600 pounds doesn't go to, it's not like it goes to waste.
Oh, no.
The amount of things that you don't even realize are made from animal byproducts, you couldn't live a daily life without.
Oh, no. Yeah. There's, there's beef products and crayons. I mean, your toothbrush hairs. So, or bristles, not hairs. Hope you don't have hair in your toothbrush. But anyway.
Yeah, nice. Someone's brushing their teeth right now, too, gagging.
It's early morning.
Yeah. And then, of course, your obvious things, you know, your
nail polish.
Leathers, yeah,
the white
stuff
from
that,
sugar comes from animal fat. Animal ash.
Yep.
Downy, plastic bags, perfume.
All sorts of things.
Beer.
Yeah. So people just think, well, if I don't, you know, I don't eat beef or whatever, but they don't know that they're impacted by it every single day. So pretty amazing.
Our two largest commodities come from our animal ag, which is dairy and beef. And those two commodities, sometimes it's as much as like beef has generated a cash receipts of $1 billion. But they go back and forth. I want to say this particular last cycle with USDA, dairy is ahead of beef. So it goes back and forth, but it just proves how important livestock is to the ag industry because these are our two top ag commodities in the state of Arizona anyway.
And that's probably, you know, there's going to be some exceptions depending on weather and conditions, but that's probably pretty common across the rest of the states. It's a dominant industry for the ag.
Exactly. It's very important to our dairy and our beef. It's just very important products.
We have
products.
Cattle in every county in Arizona.
Yep.
And you had mentioned you're really more of a grass grower than a beef rancher.
Yeah, I think.
And a lot of the people that are in ag grow stuff to supply the beef.
Exactly.
Farms.
Yeah, so it's a very integrated system. So we've got a lot of alfalfa growers in the state, and so a lot of that's going to go into hay or you've got your oat hay and things like that are going to supply ranchers during those times when they're feeding.
We've got a friend that works in the San Joaquin Valley in California, and he sells molasses to feedlots.
Oh.
His equation from the right amount of molasses to beef and how it marbleizes in your finished product and all the, you know, it cures cancer and sneezing. You know, that's his miracle drug is molasses too. But I mean, that's all he does every day is drive around to his farms and check on his molasses silos that drip into their feeder where they're mixing the corn and just make sure his measurements for the molasses are right for that finished touch on the beef. I mean, molasses. Who would have?
Right. This must taste pretty good, that beef. But
and we as cotton farmers even know that we contribute to it because of the crushed cotton seed. Mm-hmm. That's something that's fed to cattle, both dairy and beef, I believe.
Yeah.
So there's just that interconnection. And we don't realize how nutritionally valuable meat protein is. And there's more studies coming out showing that, especially in the first 5 years of our development as humans, that one of the best and healthiest proteins is the meat protein, especially beef, because it's just that whole blend of vitamins and nutrients. And you've got your zinc, you've got your protein, and that mix is important as we develop brain power. We can focus better in our schooling if we're eating a good balanced diet that includes some protein meat.
And probably the most critical question for the entire room, and this is opinions vary, but rare or off the bone?
I like both, but I do like my meat rare, medium rare is typically what I order.
Yeah.
Medium rare?
I think so.
Just warm it.
Off the bone.
It's still making noise.
Just warm it. and I'm fine.
It's sacrilegious if you overcook your meat, to me.
I think, and then as Julie was talking about, there's been a lot of studies done that animal protein is very important for the development of the brain for kids. And so they've done studies that show whether it's protein coming from milk or from beef or, you know,
eggs,
other,
wherever.
Yeah, it shows that test scores increase quite a bit for children that have that in their diet. So
it's science.
It's science. Dang it. So I have to say, on the way in here, I was listening to the show and it said that we were going to be doing a segment about naked gardening, and I was totally unprepared, so I'm really glad that we're talking about beef.
It is National Garden in the Nude Day today.
Oh.
There's select things we observe here at Rosie on the House, and that's not one
that,
of them.
We usually let that one go. But I was curious. Someone mentioned
we'll
that to me.
We'll observe beef moths.
Yeah. Someone mentioned it to me, so I Googled it, and you don't want to Google that.
You should not.
Do not Google that.
Yeah.
Some things can't be unseen.
Some things just can't be unseen.
Now, for somebody listening, a huge infrastructure, a fifth-year generation ranch. I mean, that's not a reality that we can live. But we can all be Farm Bureau members and support the industry. I mean, it's what, $60 a year?
Absolutely. That's, thank you for that. that's the part of it is that a lot of people think with Farm Bureau, well, I'm not a farmer and I'm not a rancher. Well, if you're an insurance holder, you can get that that membership, or you have to have that membership. But anybody can go online and get a membership from Farm Bureau to be a supporting person.
And I get my monthly mailer. It's got coupons and discounts and group buying
benefits. All sorts of neat things to be a Farm Bureau member.
And even if you don't take advantage of that, that $60 a year supports the ag industry, which supports what's on your plate right now.
Yep. As a member.
Supports food security, too.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you all for your time this Saturday morning. AZFB.org or fillyourplate.org.
Thank you so much.